For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. As the Senate prepares for confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, with opening statements beginning on Tuesday, parties on both sides of the aisle are now arguing over what records should or shouldn't be released. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the outrage is unfounded.
So far, I believe the only senators who've met with this nominee and then had negative things to say about him were Democrats who'd already announced beforehand they were going to oppose him.
The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Chuck Grassley, released a statement supporting the decision to withhold some of the records and provide a number of how many Kavanaugh-related documents have been turned over. More than 400,000. It's the most of recent Supreme Court nominees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
There was an unusual police chase this week, and Chris Barnes has details.
I'm being chased!
A video of a Cape Coral, Florida police officer being chased by a tiny pig has gone viral. Cape Coral Police Officer Ray Schilke III responded to an animal complaint a few days ago, quickly finding himself being chased by that small, enthusiastic pig. Schilke recorded himself running from the tiny pig, saying,
"Oh no, the pigs are being chased by little pigs."
Tables were eventually turned on the loose pig, who's identified as a pet named Willie. He has since been reunited with his owner. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A moving tribute to Senator John McCain as he is laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy. A flyover of military jets performed a missing man formation in honor of the Navy pilot who was shot down over Vietnam and held prisoner for 5.5 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Texas Bishop Edward Burns wants an audience with the Pope over the sex abuse scandal and the Catholic Church. The bishop sent a letter to Pope Francis asking for the meeting. It was signed by two bishops and several priests in Texas. Bishop Burns says he wants changes that would protect parishioners in the Catholic faith.
I offer my words of apology, sorrow, and embarrassment that all of this has taken place in the church.
After news broke earlier this summer of abuse from priests in Pennsylvania, Burns went public with allegations made to the Dallas Diocese about a former priest sexually abusing three teenage boys who are now adults. Google is making it easier for military service members to find civilian jobs. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
A Google spokesman says finding work after the military can often be challenging and complex, but now all you have to do is search jobs for veterans with the occupational specialty code. The improvements went live last week, linking similar skills from military roles to skills in the civilian workforce. And Google Maps has a new feature which shows a user if a business is owned by a veteran. The tech giant's also giving the USO a $2.5 million grant to create a certificate program to train transitioning service members in how to code. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.